Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2623. How to Come Up with a Financial Plan Without Visiting a Professional, Part 1, by Jim Wang with MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post today, so what I'll do is split the article up, reading the first part today and finishing it up tomorrow. So with that, let's dive right into Part 1 and start optimizing your life. How to Come Up with a Financial Plan Without Visiting a Professional, Part 1, by Jim Wang with MakingSenseOfSense.com. Ever walk out of a restaurant and see a fishbowl at the entrance filled with business cards? The sign next to it would say, "Want a free dinner? Meet with a financial planner." When I was younger, I put my business card in one of those fishbowls because who doesn't want a free dinner? It turns out that I would have to pay for my dinner with an hour plus meeting with a financial planner, who was more a salesperson than an actual financial planner. And I didn't have a financial plan. I did have a better understanding of how those fishbowls worked, though. A financial plan is important. We all know this, but very few of us have one. It's because we think we need to meet with a financial planner to get one. And who has the time or money to pay someone for a plan? The reality is that you don't. A financial plan is quite simple. And today I'll explain exactly how you can build one all by yourself. To be clear, I'm not a financial planner. I have no certifications, no formal training, but I've met with several and currently work with one. When you work with a financial planner, you do more than just come up with a financial plan. You also execute it. A plan without execution is just a piece of paper. What is a financial plan? In its most simple terms, it's a plan of your current A and future B financial states, and a strategy for getting from A to B based on your income, assets, and expenses. In other words, if today you are a single professional who rents an apartment, and in 5 years you want to be a married homeowner, a financial plan is your way of figuring out how to get married and buy a house in 5 years. When you create the plan, it'll be based on your financial realities, which might tell you that getting married and buying a house in 5 years is impossible. With a plan, you'll know, or at least have your best guess. To that end, there are three parts: getting your current financial state, mapping out your future states, and then building a plan to get you from current to future. Number one, mapping out your current state by financial planning. This is a simple listing of your assets and a good understanding of your income and near future income potential. Every month, I keep track of my net worth in a spreadsheet. This gives me a good sense of where our finances are right now. Every month, I update those figures, and maintaining that, a monthly snapshot, is important because it's also a check-in on our finances. I review my credit card statements, my bank statements, and double-check everything is accurate and correct. The second piece of your current state is a high-level understanding of your expenses. Your financial plan is about charting a path for your future and how you'll get there through a mix of saving and asset growth. How much you save will depend on how much you earn and how much of it you spend. Understanding that today is crucial. 2, planning out your future states. This is the hardest part of the process because human beings are notoriously bad at predicting the future. Working with a financial planner gives you the opportunity to talk out loud about your future plans, something that's difficult to do on your own. I recommend speaking with someone who cares deeply about you, is able to have a frank discussion about money, and is able to give you honest feedback. Also, don't think about a single future state, but a series of future states. I like to think about our financial future in a series of 5 and 10 year blocks. What do I hope to accomplish in my 30 to 35 year old block? What do I hope to accomplish in my 50 to 60 year old block? I want to buy a house in 5 to 10 years versus in 5 years. I want to have kids in 10 to 15 years, not in 10 years. I like the idea of blocks because it gives me flexibility and builds that flexibility in the plan. Many people set a goal of, I want to buy a house in 5 years. The goal is perfectly fine, but you won't buy a house in exactly 60 months on the dot. In a few years, you'll start looking on Redfin for houses in the neighborhoods you like. You'll find a broker, get pre-approved, and go through the long and drawn-out home buying process, which accumulates in your new home whenever that process is done. The 5 years timeline is merely guidance. It's not a finish line. I like to capture that flexibility by putting it into blocks instead of setting a date. Of those accomplishments, what are the future funding needs of those blocks? That's the real question, because the financial plan is about money. If you're buying a house in 5 years, how much of a down payment do you need? Your financial plan needs to know because you'll want to start saving money. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How to Come Up with a Financial Plan Without Using a Professional by Jim Wang with MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. When I talk to people about working with a financial advisor, most of the time they aren't working with a financial planner. The terminology can be confusing, and there are certain designations like CFP, RIA, etc. to be mindful of. But if you want a planner, make sure you aren't settling for someone who's just going to choose investments for you. Many people who present themselves as financial advisors are really just investment pickers. Most of us don't need that, since investing really is the easiest part of money management. If you're looking for a comprehensive financial plan that isn't influenced by conflicts of interest, it's important to find a flat fee advisor. Not fee only, not fee based, flat fee. You want to pay them for their time, not hand over a percentage of your portfolio through AUM fees. Flat fee advisors are incredibly difficult to find because out of 700,000 people who call themselves financial advisors, only about 3% offer their services for a flat fee. For this reason, most of us will never have access to unconflicted financial advice, which makes it even more important for us to invest in our own financial literacy. If you want to learn more about the dynamics of the financial advising industry and how an advisor might play a role in your financial journey, check out the video titled, "Are FIRE and Financial Advisors Incompatible?" on the Economy Conference YouTube channel. But we're only halfway through the article now, so be sure to come back tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.